Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for sticking with us on this Tuesday morning. I don't even get my days mixed up. They all kind of blend together after a while. 251-340-1060. A bunch of response to my Blackwood Buzz Jordan comments, but an interesting thing to attack somebody for being a defense attorney and making that the issue. But, sometimes you got to do what it takes to win. Joining us now on the line, very pleased to bring on my next guest, calling in from Demopolis up in Marengo County, Congressman Mo Brooks on the campaign trail. Congressman, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself, Jeff?
Doing well. Thank you for making time for us. Let's kick it off here, Congressman. Tell us about what you're seeing out there on the campaign trail as we're nearing the primary.
My perception is a groundswell in our direction as the people start figuring out a number of things. One, that I'm the only conservative. Two, I'm the only one who has ever held elected office, which means I'm the only one that has any kind of voting record at all that indicates how I will handle these public policy issues that we face on a regular basis. Three, people are figuring out that Katie Britt is not very honest, that she will tell anybody anything in order to curry their favor and get their vote, even if it means that to back-to-back different groups, she has to say the exact opposite. People are also figuring out that the Katie Britt team has been very dishonest in their attack ads against both myself and Mike Durant. Now, keep in mind, I want to beat Mike Durant in this primary just as he wants to beat me. That's the nature of this competition. But it ought to be honest. It ought to be truthful. And the Katie Britt team and Katie Britt herself has just thrown the truth right out the window. And the voters are starting to figure out that neither Mike Durant nor I are the caricatures that Katie Britt seeks to portray, with probably a dozen different attack mass mailers that her team has sent out, anti-Mike Durant, anti-Mo Brooks, and one of them recently was anti-both of us. We were both on the same one, side by side, with the foolishness of the Katie Britt campaign. And then the attack ads on TV are just as dishonest, just as scurrilous, and the folks, I think, are getting tired of it. So you put all these things together, and we're on the upswing. Mike Durant has been clobbered by Katie Britt, with her negative advertising, just like I was 2 or 3 months ago. And Katie Britt has moved up a little bit, but as more and more voters discern her lack of truthfulness, how she covets the title of a United States Senator more than she covets the truth, it's coming back to her.
Well, she is the lead dog right now, but based on polling, maybe the polls are wrong. But something she said over the weekend I thought was interesting, talking about the $40 billion, you voted for it to go to Ukraine, and she says she wouldn't have voted for it, lining her up, I think, with kind of the Rand Paul flank of the Republican Party. What do you say about that?
That's just another dishonest thing that Katie Britt has done, and I'll give you an example. If you go back to September, we had Nancy Pelosi's National Defense Authorization Act bill. I voted against it because it required our teenage daughters to register for the draft. I voted against it because it required our military personnel to refuse the COVID-19 vaccine to be fired. And I voted against it because it undermined the Second Amendment right to bear arms with red flag law provisions in it. Katie Britt waited until I had voted on it and then took the exact opposite position and attacked me with a very harsh news release claiming that I was anti-military. So now let's move to the current date. Just a few weeks ago, Katie Britt is quoted in AL.com with respect to Ukraine and stating the following, quote, "We must take every available step to give Ukrainians the defensive weaponry, equipment, technology, and vehicles needed to stand their ground, including aircraft," end quote. So Katie Britt is trying to appear to be really strong in the military with regular Alabama folks. Then we get to the actual vote to pay for it. You know, it's one thing to talk the game. It's another thing to back it up with action. And so we have legislation that would have helped the Ukrainians. They would also have helped our own military. And then Katie Britt, she waits until I vote. And then having seen how I vote, she immediately goes to the different groups that oppose that piece of legislation says, oh, no, I wouldn't have voted like Mo Brooks. I'd have voted against this thing. Well, let me be clear about this $40 billion. Okay, first, it's spread out over about a three-year period of time. The news media doesn't tell you that. Let me also mention that most of that money is spent on jobs for Americans in America. For example, about $9 billion of it is to replenish our weaponry stockpiles, particularly our javelins, our stingers, but a lot of other munitions, to replace that which has been sent over to the Ukraine to help them fight and defend their country, as Katie Britt said just a few weeks ago, she was for. Most people don't realize that the bulk of this money is being spent in the United States of America on behalf of our military forces. Then you've got the money that's being spent. It's not all that's from a humanitarian level. Very little of it is actually being spent in the Ukraine. A good chunk of it is being spent in helping those countries who are having to deal with a flood of refugees from the Ukraine war. So you look at the different countries around Ukraine who had millions of Ukraine refugees fleeing their country during this deadly assault by the Russians. And so the United States of America is stepping up. And I should add, just as our European allies have helped us in Iraq, in Syria, in Afghanistan, in any number of other places over the last decade or two. And so, you know, when our allies help us, that's a good thing. But Katie Britt needs to step up to the plate when our allies ask us for help, as they have done, given this brutal invasion by the Russian regime headed by an evil Vladimir Putin. So Katie Britt, she can't have it both ways. She flip-flops on a regular basis. But I mentioned those two votes just to give you an idea as to how she waited until I voted. And then she took the exact opposite position each time, trying to exploit that to her advantage. That's not leadership, and that's certainly not being consistent or strong for America and our national defense capabilities.
Joined by Congressman Mo Brooks, running for United States Senate here in Alabama in the closing stages. Something I've noticed you're really hammering here, Congressman Brooks, immigration. You got a new TV spot out about it. But that still seems, at least in your campaign's opinion, seems to resonate with Alabama Republican voters.
That is a big contrast point between myself and both Mike Durant and Katie Britt. You can look at my record, folks. I am for border security. I am for stopping this flood of cheap foreign labor that comes in and takes American jobs and suppresses American wages. Neither of my opponents is for stopping the flood of cheap foreign labor. And the paradox, the humor, I guess, is you've got Katie Britt's team running ads right now attacking Mike Durant for him publicly saying he wants more foreign labor coming in, so long as it's done legally. Of course, he wants to expand the amount of legal foreign labor coming in. From an economic standpoint, that still does the exact same damage to workers who are struggling, American workers who are struggling to make ends meet. And the real hypocrisy here is that Katie Britt has the exact same public policy position on importing cheap foreign labor that she's now attacking Mike Durant on. How do we know this? Well, there are special interest groups who are involved in this race spending millions of dollars attacking me because of my strong border security stance, because I oppose the importation of these floods of cheap foreign laborers. Not only are they attacking me, though, there are six candidates running for the United States Senate as Republicans. They have all, every single one of them, publicly endorsed Katie Britt. Now, they're not endorsing Katie Britt because she's strong on border security or strong on stopping the flood of cheap foreign labor. They're endorsing Katie Britt because they believe that she is the weakest on border security and cheap foreign labor. So, people, please, follow the money. That gives you the idea of where these candidates really stand, as opposed to what they say when they parrot back to you what the focus groups or the polling data says they should parrot back to you. With me, I've got a track record, Numbers USA, A-plus grade every single year I've been in the United States Congress on border security. Nobody in Congress has been tougher on border security and tougher on stopping the flood of illegal aliens than I have. Jeff Sessions and I worked together to kill the Gang of Eight amnesty bill in the 2014, 2015, 2016 time frame. And then in 2017 and 2018, I single-handedly stopped any amnesty or citizenship bills from passing the House by an agreement I got Speaker of the House Paul Ryan to sign. And so that's where I've been. I've been at the forefront of this issue, and I've earned that opposition from these special interest groups that won't open borders and cheap foreign labor.
Well, I tell you what, Congressman, and we had Mike Durant on Friday, and he said this. He said that, I'm sure are aware of his comments about immigration, legal immigration, and wanting legal immigrants to fill some of these jobs that I suppose some of these white collar jobs, and that bringing down these labor costs is good for everybody. That he says that's America, that's true America first. I've always, my understanding is that if you just pay more or pay a better wage, you'll get what you want, and that's just how markets work, instead of introducing an artificial element into the market, which would be immigrant labor, legal or otherwise. And that is a significant contrast to what we've heard traditionally in these Republican Party primaries.
But that is the exact same position that Katie Britt has. I disagree with it. I don't like the idea of suppressing the wages of 80 to 90% of America's workforce, those people who are blue-collar workers and white-collar workers, particularly in the medical professions, our engineers, our scientists. Now, these folks who want to import all this cheap foreign labor, they don't want to hurt just blue-collar wages. They also want to hurt white-collar wages. And my retort is, okay, well, all you executives, you masters of the universe, are making millions of dollars a year. Why don't we make you earn the kind of wages that you want to pay to some of your employees? See how you like it. See how well you're able to afford these different residences you may have at the resorts, plus the one that you live in Alabama. That would be my response. And, of course, if you put it in that context, those folks would go ballistic. But I don't have qualms with them making the kind of money they make in a free enterprise market. That's the way it's supposed to be. But you don't distort free enterprise. You don't distort the labor markets for personal gain, particularly when that involves hurting 80 to 90% of America's workforce, people who are really struggling to make ends meet, particularly at a time of 8.5% inflation. You know, it's tough enough to put a roof over your head, clothing on your kids, food on the table, pay for health care, and college tuition when you get to that point, and some private schooling because they want their kids to be taught moral values as opposed to what they're getting in the government-run schools. What's good for the goose should be good for the gander. But I just don't hear these masters of the universe types who are making these bazillions of dollars per year talk about limiting their wages like they want to limit the wages of regular Americans. Well, I want to do what's best for all Americans.
That's what the struggle is explaining this sometimes, because, look, any kind of legal immigrant labor, especially when we have so many people out of work. But, well, do you want to pay an extra dollar for your head of lettuce, or do you want to pay more for this product or that? And you know, people understand free market economics. You need to pay for whatever the value of that product is, and the value of that product is as labor costs associated with it, and that gets us kind of to where we need to be, a more of a natural market where you're getting paid a fair wage and you're paying a fair price, and that way everything kind of works itself out. But we really have a system, I think, that's just rigged toward the elite, like you say. It's a matter of educating folks, right?
It is. And if you look at the economic data, the gap between the wealthiest in America and the white-collar, middle-class, blue-collar, lower-income folks has expanded dramatically as the wealthy in America, the oligarchs, the gazillionaires, exploit weak politicians to pass legislation that is to their advantage but to the detriment of American citizenry.
Yeah, it's just a matter of explaining that. Real quick, before I let you go, talk to us about the ad and what you're hoping for. You're hoping that at the end, I guess, did you win that moniker of being the immigration hawk in this race?
Well, I am the conservative in this race, and I hope that the voters will discern that. They've got 7 days to figure it out. I am quite comfortable in this statement. If the voters figure out what the truth is, we're going to win this race hands down. But it's challenging for the voters to figure out what the truth is as they're being fed all this propaganda, in particular by Katie Britt's team, Katie Britt herself, her campaign, and these political action committees that have been set up solely for the benefit of Katie Britt and set up by Katie Britt's own volunteers and contributors. So they're all one. You know, technically there's supposed to be some separation between Katie Britt, the candidate, and these super PACs, but in this instance, I see none. So, but if the voters will do their homework and they'll figure it out, they'll look at my voting record, and if they're conservative, they ought to vote for me. If they want a John McCain Republican, they ought to vote for Mike Durant. If they want a rhino type of Republican, an establishment wing of the Republican Party, Republican, an open borders, cheap foreign labor wing of the Republican Party, Mitch McConnell wing of the Republican Party, then they ought to vote for Katie Britt.
Congressman, we got to leave it there. We're out of time, but thanks for making time for us. We do appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, guys, we got to get a break here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.